Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the home, like vacuums, bedding, and home decor. You'll have money left over for those sweet handbells you've had your eye on. Or that standy mixer to whip up some holiday cookies. Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Kerr on KMBR. I hate him.
Give this guy the business. Give him the business tonight. You know the Draymond Green chants that they used to bring through the garden?
Yes.
Substitute Steve Kerr.
Yes.
Swap out Draymond. You can still give Draymond the business.
Give Draymond the business. Go ahead. Give Curry the business for all I care.
Steve Kerr. He is the villain.
I could not stand Kerr long before the Tatum stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of Celtics fans. He's like public enemy number one now.
Yes.
Because he wouldn't play Tatum in the Olympics. And he was probably part of leaving Jaylen Brown off the Olympic team. So I get that Celtics fans now hate him and have come around on it.
Yeah.
I have not. He's so smarmy.
Yep.
And that's coming from a smarmy individual.
Yeah. He takes one to know one.
Seriously. Yep. He's so smarmy and so unlikable. And I can't stand him. And by the way, I don't think he's a good coach. Walton's kid went in and won a million games when Steve Kerr had like a little ache in his back and couldn't coach the team.
It's true.
And so I don't think he's good at his job. I think he feels like he invented basketball. Mm. He talks down to you. And on top of that, you have the Tatum thing. So I can't stand him. That was on KMBR. My buddy forwarded that to me.
Lives out
in the Bay Area. He's like, I think you could use this.
Yes, we could.
That should just remind you who that guy is on the other side. I know a lot of you want Tatum to send a message tonight.
I do. I do.
Do we get the FU game?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I think we absolutely do. So
Meaning a good box score. I think we definitely get that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I don't think Tatum's not going to say much. Tatum doesn't say much, but his game certainly can. He's had some monster games already this year. I think this is one he obviously had circled. He might not talk about it. He's definitely gone high road. He's talked a lot about, like, oh, Steph Curry, great. Oh, we played these guys in the finals. I'm friends with Draymond, all that stuff. But Steve Kerr, you know that's driving him nuts. He goes all the way across the world.
He's trying to play it like so cool.
He is.
Oh, wait. Tatum or Curry you're talking about now? It's driving who nuts?
I think Tatum.
Okay, sorry. I thought you were saying the response in Boston is driving Kerr nuts. He's like playing it off like,
oh, no. Yeah, no, that's true. I bet.
No, you're right. Of course it drives Tatum nuts.
No, but it's driving Tatum nuts. And I just think he's thinking, like, he went all the way over there, spent all his time. He's on the Olympic team. He just won a title. And he's not playing. Like, straight up not playing in some games. Now, Sneaky, one of my hottest takes of all time is,
yes,
they probably got that right. They won the gold medal. He didn't really fit the team very well. But I want it both ways. I want you to boo Kerr. I want you to say that
Here's
he made a mistake.
It doesn't matter who Team USA plays.
You're kind of right on that.
It does not matter.
But did you notice?
Outside of the team that had Marcus Smart on it, that matters. It doesn't matter who Team USA plays. We're so much better than the rest of the world. You can start Tatum. You can not start Tatum. You're going to win the gold either way. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, but it was like the game was kind of in balance at one point. And if you're just watching all those games, Joel Embiid and Jason Tatum just didn't fit in with those guys. It just didn't really, like, I don't know. The offense wasn't as good. So, yeah, I kind of think that he made the right call. Doesn't mean he should be let off the hook. Because you essentially embarrassed the best player on the title team. And you kind of played favorites to all these guys, all these Western Conference guys.
What, he's still clinging to, I played Derek White
Stop
and Drew
me.
Holiday
Stop.
So much.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah, yeah. Why'd you do that
No,
again?
You played Curry, LeBron, Durant, and Devin Booker. are the guys that you, and even Anthony Davis, he was so worried about the Western Conference guys, I feel like.
Interesting.
So that's what I think. He was playing his guy. He obviously was playing LeBron because everybody kisses LeBron's ass. And then the other guys that he went to, like Devin Booker, it was very good. But he, like, I think he started like every game. He was really like lean. So like those Western Conference guys going up against the Spurs would have no motivation. I think he knew he had to sit a guy or two, and he ended up taking it out on Embiid, Halliburton, and Tatum. I think it was like a conference bias.
Halliburton deserved it.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Embiid,
like,
I agree, didn't fit the roster. I don't know that I agree Tatum didn't fit the roster. If you can't figure out your roster with a top five player in the world, then that's on you.
Yeah, that might be a curve, and that's fine. I'm just saying, but when he was out there, even in like the prelim games, it just didn't seem like it was. It seemed like LeBron, Curry, even Booker, and Anthony Davis, who I don't even like. Like, those guys played well together. But regardless, I think this was months ago, and I did, and people were fired up about it. We talked about it all the time for like those 2 weeks when that was happening, and how crazy it was that he wasn't even playing, or he'd play like 2 minutes and then come out of the game. So I just hope people are still as fired up tonight as
they're
going to
be. They're 100%.
I think they will be.
You can let us know. 617-779-7937. Celtics fans, I know you are. It's Celtics Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. We're going to talk to Terp at 11:45, as we do every Wednesday. We'll get the latest on Jaylen Brown, who will not play tonight due to a hip injury. It's going to be his third straight game that he's missing. So I want the latest on that. I want his thoughts, of course, on Tatum tonight. The prop that I've seen, it's right around 30 points, 29.5, 30.5, something like that.
Yes.
I think Tatum is going to do his talking in the box score tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I think he will have a big game.
Same.
And I'm not worried about him like forcing it or anything like that, especially without Jaylen Brown. He's going to put up numbers. He's been locked in. He's been red hot. If you voted today on the MVP of the league, he might be the MVP of the league. Mm. I don't think he's going to win it, but he might be the MVP of the league if you voted today on November 6th. Nothing else we've been voting on in the last 24 hours.
We should keep voting.
So, like, he might be that locked in right now is my point.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a great box score tonight. Is that enough for Celtics fans? Like, is that enough? Like, I see the Twitch chat. Greg was joking about this earlier today. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I need Deuce to flip off Kerr. I need Tatum to stare him down.
I don't think that's
in Tatum. To say something after the game. Okay, but fine. I don't think it's in Tatum either.
It's not. He's not going to be Reggie Miller, Spike Lee.
Okay.
He's not doing that.
So is the box score enough for Celtics? This is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm saying
is
yes.
That enough? It's not enough for me.
I want
more out of Tatum.
You want him to chest bump him? What do you want?
This flat line, like, and I think he's too scared to do it. I think some of it is Tatum is too much of a wuss to do it. Wiggy was using the word classy, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a wuss. I just don't think that's in his game.
I think Tatum is a little afraid of the backlash from other players around the league, which is why he hasn't been outspoken about it. I think he's a little afraid of the backlash of just how it would be viewed.
Remember when he dunked on LeBron one time?
He's afraid to put himself out there, yeah.
And he, like, stared at him?
Yeah.
That's the only time he's ever done that.
Do more of that.
I love it.
Tonight is the night he should be staring at Steve
Kerr.
But
it's not.
And he should talk his talk after the game. He should do all those things.
Yeah.
I want him to do those things. And I know Celtics fans want him to do those things. And it's annoying he's afraid to go there.
I think it might be one of those things where the fans are certainly going to be doing quite a bit of talking and chanting and screaming.
Yes.
And Tatum's going to be lighting it up. And he's probably not going to say much. You might have guys on his team that say stuff. You know,
he'll have people fight those battles for him. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what he does.
It's like Al Horford on Twitter. His sister will fight all his battles for him. You know, that's what he has.
So maybe.
Dropping F-bombs with children in the crowd. Real classy. Good job, Boston.
Nice. Yep, I think there might be a couple, 2-3 F-bombs here tonight as well. Yeah, I got it at Tatum over 30.5 points. I'm going to go ahead and do over 7.5 rebounds, over 4.5 threes.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think they cover the spread. So it was 7, now it's 6 for some reason. I think they're going to blow doors on the Warriors, too.
The Warriors have been good.
The Warriors are good, but
I don't really know how, but they've been good.
So they've been playing a million guys.
You think it was subtracting Clay?
Yeah.
It might be that.
Buddy Hield's, like, killing it. Buddy Hield's a much better version of Clay Thompson than Clay Thompson was.
Yeah, Clay's smoked.
Like, he had a great career and good for him, but Buddy Hield's better. But Steph Curry, I think, is on, like, a little bit of a minutes restriction, so even if Steph Curry is, like, matching Tatum shot for shot, he might only do it for, like, 20 minutes, 24 minutes, and then that's just more of Tatum. So I think he's going to go bonkers.
So you want Tatum to do nothing tonight? In terms of, like,
I want him to do something, but I have no expectation for that. I don't think it'll happen.
Well, this is part of why when people are like, it's a grudge tour, it's an FU tour.
No, for us.
Tatum
it
revenge
is for us.
Game.
It's not for him.
He's not going to do any of that.
Yeah, but he lights up the scoreboard. That's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So, but what I'm saying is, if he does come out and do any of that, he stares down Steve Kerr, if you think he's too classy to do that, then you should be kicking and screaming about that and chastise him for it.
No, why? Yeah. It's not in him, though. It's okay. Not like out of character. It would be out of character for
that's
him
what I'm
to do
so
that.
So I'm saying, if he does do it, then fans should be like, whoa, that's weird. That's classless is what you should do.
Oh, no.
I don't care. I want him to be classless tonight.
No, but I like taunting. I like all that stuff.
I want the taunting. Yeah. I want the classlessness.
Yeah. No, listen, I don't like sportsmanship. I don't think there's a place for it. Like, take it and stick it. I don't need it. But I'm just saying, like, that is not his whole career. It hasn't been that way. We've kind of wanted that, and you're like, all right, it's not really there.
Well, that's not
Jalen
really
Brown's
true,
a little
just,
bit more snarl.
You just said it. He dunked on LeBron and stared him down a little bit.
That was, I believe, his rookie year, and he's never done anything
what about his
since.
Little, like, what about his little, like, blow the kiss thing? Like, that's a little bit of a taunt.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, directed at a person,
but I'm saying, but there's a little, he's done a little bit of it. He's dabbled in it a little bit.
He doesn't jaw with players, though, really. You don't see him talking. He walks away.
Stare at Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr, yeah.
Stare down Steve Kerr. No one likes Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
We all want you to get your grudge match, your revenge game.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think
statistically it will happen.
No, he's going to have a big game.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. But I'd like a little extra from Tatum tonight.
And then,
I would like it to be an actual FU tour with, as the Twitch chat said, Deuce flipping off of Steve Kerr. That I want that tonight.
Do you think?
And you're not going to get it.
Now,
which
it
is
also
a shame.
It'll depend on the score, obviously. But do you think Mazzulla plays him like 45 minutes tonight?
So the one reason I would be a little afraid of betting the over,
yeah,
or like
they just dominate.
Some of the prop bets. I don't want to tip Terp's hand here. But he's 40 plus for Tatum is like plus 450 or something.
I
like
think Shimon Wiggy went in on
they
50,
bet plus
right?
50.
Yeah, 50
what would,
burger.
What would scare me about that is Tatum hardly plays fourth quarters these days. And
yeah.
So if they're blowing the Warriors out in a typical game, he wouldn't play the fourth quarter, but will Mazzulla pour it on?
Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday athletic gifts like bikes, tents, and outdoor gear. You'll have money left over for a premium yoga mat so you can try to touch your toes by New Year's.
Ugh, almost there.
Or that Pro Series two-person sled with titanium alloy skis.
Yahoo!
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He might.
Yeah.
Mazzulla might tonight. So maybe you don't have to worry about Tatum sitting, even if it's a blowout.
I mean,
Mazzulla's going to let him go for 50. He might.
They've played 8 games this year. He's been the team's leading scorer 6 times. The other 2 times that it wasn't him, it was Brown, who's out. So, I mean, I would expect a big number from Tatum. We'll see if he gets the threes. He's been like, I feel like it's kind of hit or miss when it comes to the threes. He's had some games where he's just throwing everything in, then other games where he's been a little cold from there.
Yeah, the game, but I bet the second half over 2 didn't hit.
Didn't happen.
I'm trying to remember what game that was. Was it one of the Charlotte games? I don't remember.
But that's
where
that one's plus money. I think the number's 4.5, so it over is plus. But if you're expecting, like me, well over 30 points, yeah, he could throw in 5 threes.
So what do you expect out of Tatum tonight? Do you expect 40 or 50? Do you want him to talk his talk? Do you expect anything with Kerr tonight? We know the fans are going to be into it. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. What do you expect to see? What do you want to see? You won't be seeing Jaylen Brown tonight. Should we be concerned at all about this this hip issue for Jaylen Brown? And I want to get the wording right on what they've referred to it as.
Yeah.
But it's a hip injury for Jaylen Brown. Should we be concerned at all about that? He's going to miss his 3rd straight game with a hip flexor strain, Keith, is what they're calling
it. Yeah, I would be a little bit. I think it's one thing to, you know, sit out a Hornets game or a Hawks game. You would think maybe this one, especially when I don't think Steve Kerr was fully in charge of the roster. They have a whole staff. Grant Hill kind of was the face of that for Team USA. But this was also a revenge game, you would think, in a way, for Brown. Like,
correct.
This is you got snubbed from the Olympic team.
There's motivation for Brown to play in the game, and he's still not playing in the game.
Yeah. And
yeah,
these guys,
not,
you know, these guys,
great.
They love playing ESPN TNT games. So it's like it's a marquee game of the week. I had no problem with him sitting out, you know, the back to back in Charlotte. You're like, all right, whatever. And then he's out again. They didn't need him. I don't think they necessarily need him tonight, but we're just talking about concern about the injury. Like, yeah, a guy like that missing three games and counting with a hip, too. Like, not great.
No. And so to me, that is concerning. Now, does it mean like his season's over or anything? No. But. Yeah, there is motivation. It's a good way to put it. There's motivation for him to play in the game. There's a message he would want to send, you would think, in this game. And it's not just the Hornets. It's not just the Hawks. It's a big game, and he's not playing in it.
Oh, good point.
So
by the.
It's probably just worse than they're letting on, is all I would say about it.
Dark and Stormy Nights in the Twitch chat.
Yes.
Brown missed the Atlanta game in Atlanta as well. Where
that's
he's
true,
from.
Too.
So
yeah,
like,
good point.
Obviously, so like those are two games that he probably had circled.
So, like, you know, the team's saying it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. That's the gist of what you're getting right now. And again, we'll ask Terp about it later on in the hour. But the gist is, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
It's like, all right, well, then when's he back?
He's missing a game in his home city. He's missing a game against the Warriors that Celtics fans have had circled since the schedule came out, or at least since the Olympics. And so that just speaks to the severity of it. It's worse than they're letting on. How bad is it? I don't know, but it's worse than they're letting on.
Yeah, no, so that's obviously one to keep track of, because then they're off. Then they have the game Friday and Sunday, so they play like every other night for a little while here. So we'll see, because they haven't given any kind of timetable or anything for
it. Let me give you one more on the Celtics here. And this is, I guess, sort of a sidebar topic, but I heard Greg talk about it. I watched this video yesterday. Perk was on. Was he on All the Smoke? Where was this from? I think
he's
he was on
everywhere.
All the Smoke.
Perk's everywhere.
He is.
He used to come on this station a good amount. Then he got just too big for his britches.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, he was like a Dale and Keefe guest for a while, and the next thing you know, Perk's gone.
Was it like a weekly guest?
I would say like semi-weekly. Like he came on a decent amount.
Intermittently, he was on.
Then he was gone.
Okay, that's a good guest.
We couldn't get him anymore.
Well, WEEI's Brian Scalabrine, who will be on WEEI afternoons today at 4 o'clock.
That's right. Right after Schefter.
Yes.
Their power block of guests.
That snitch, Schefter. They should ask him about that Jonnu Smith tweet.
That's true. Like, what are you trying to get Jonnu Smith attacked?
Yeah, you're trying to get him
and
killed?
And why he doesn't have an Amazon Prime account.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
mess
streams.
Yeah. My first question would be about mess streams.
Gotta ask him.
He's answering questions about mess streams and Jonnu Smith tweets. It's like, guys.
What else are you watching on mess streams?
You got any Patriots questions today? Not really. And so Scal.
You don't have Prime?
Scal be on today. He'll probably be asked about this. But here's Perk going off on Scal in the aftermath of the Celtics championship parade last year.
Is it true that the Celtics banned you from ring night?
To be quite honest, I don't give a right? I don't give a because here's the thing.
Stop for a second.
I never.
Stop. I love Perk. Do you think he doesn't care?
I think he cares quite a bit.
I also think he cares.
I think he cares quite a bit.
I love Perk. I'm on Perk's side on this, but don't tell me you don't care. But keep going.
I never take winning the championship for granted.
Right.
But they act like you have to be tied to that situation or that's your life, right? Like, it was an honor to play for one of the most historical franchises. I never take that for granted.
Right.
I think what ended up happening was, well, I know I said a take about Joe Mazzulla. They win the championship, and Brian Scalabrine, he's like, well, door's not just open for him to come back to the Celtic organization. Now, it's two things I took from there. One, Scal, who the f*** are you?
Right.
You was the same that when we won a championship, was in street clothes, hurry up and went changed into your jersey. So once we started taking pictures, you could know that you was part of the team. Started this season, I actually get an email from Joe Mazzulla saying, whenever you're free, if you're in Boston or we play the Rockets, I want to go to dinner and break bread.
So you going to take that dinner with Mazzulla?
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually starting to love the way that he is.
Okay.
I love it.
No, I mean, Perk's like everybody else. We all of a sudden love Joe Mazzulla. We all had questions about Joe Mazzulla.
Right.
It's so odd that the organization froze him out because he criticized Joe Mazzulla, but whatever, that's what's going on.
That's kind of his job, and at the time, that's how Perk felt, and he's going to change it. And also, like,
do you think the bird flying backwards thing was, like, offensive? People make that out like it was offensive. I don't think that was offensive.
No.
I mean, if Joe Mazzulla
said it before, he said it.
If Joe Mazzulla doesn't appreciate the commentary, fine, but, like, you're not going to allow him around the team. A former NBA champion with the Celtics in 2008 who did a hell of a lot more than Scal. No offense, Scal.
Dude, hilarious Scal burn.
Scal.
Dude, hilarious. You had to change into the uniform for the pictures after? Like, that is, like, I forget who it was. It was, man, it was somebody, it was T.O., I think, making fun of Keyshawn Johnson one time when he won a Super Bowl. And because he won a Super Bowl with the Bucks,
yeah.
But T.O. was like, you'd have to check the box score, or you know, you have to check like the roster to even know that you're on the team, kind of thing. Like basically, you didn't do anything for that title.
Ouch.
So this one's pretty good.
Was
so
Keyshawn was a big player on those teams.
Yeah, but I don't think
he didn't do anything in the Super Bowl.
He like didn't score any touchdowns. Like he was like a guy that was just like yards. Yeah, look it up. Okay. I bet he didn't score touchdowns for like the for the Bucks. But regardless, it was just player on player crime like that. Like those guys can have their rivalry. So I sort of like the feud within the feud. So it starts out as Perk versus Celtics or Celtics versus Perk.
Yeah.
Now it's Perk versus Scal.
I do like that.
That's pretty good.
I do appreciate that.
But also,
that's
like,
a man who's not afraid to talk. I mean, Tatum afraid to talk. Yeah. Perk not afraid.
Perk not yeah. afraid. And I think he sort of alienated a lot of Celtics fans, but it's probably also propped him up on like ESPN because they're like, all right, here's a guy that'll talk trash about the team.
If you're alienated by Perk's criticisms, then you're a baby.
But like, also, I mean, Mazzulla, like, look at it this way. Yeah. Like, Mazzulla
A ton of Celtics fans were questioning Joe Mazzulla.
Oh, if they didn't let fans into the building who were talking trash about Mazzulla at one point, it'd be an empty stadium right. or if, an empty right. building.
If the organization treated fans the way the organization is treating Perk, yeah, you wouldn't. You'd be a half-filled building at most.
And, like, the bigger part of it...
the worst coach ever.
But Mazzulla said to Perk, hey, I want to meet with you. And Perk said, yes. So, like,
does that shock you at all?
No.
Me neither.
No, not at all.
At bare minimum, he loves the awkwardness, Mazzulla. Yeah.
Oh, Mazzulla will, he'll be in his element there.
Yeah, he'll thrive in that.
No, but those two, but like, isn't that the whole point? So forget about like what Scal's saying or forget about like what other fans are saying or whatever. If Mazzulla wasn't that offended by it, like why should everybody else be so offended by
it?
Like you can't just have positive coverage
Mazzulla,
of your team.
Mazzulla may have been offended by it past tense. He might be over by...
No, and that's fine.
That is fine.
He can be offended by it, but it's like, we're going to bring back all these guys from the 08 team, and it's like, well, what about the starting center? Like, no.
No, not him.
He can't come back.
He was mean to the coach.
He said a bird line, like a bird brain. Like, okay. So he's not invited back?
Right.
You don't have to love every guy that's back, but like, are you honoring that team or are you not honoring that team? So I feel like he should be back. And as a fan, you don't have to agree with anything Perk says. Like, that's also fine. Like, he's just doing his job the way that he thinks he should do it. But, no, overall, that was pretty hilarious.
Keyshawn Johnson, by the way.
One touchdown?
76, 1,088 yards, 5 touchdowns that year, I think.
Never mind. 0-2?
0-2.
Wow. All right, so T.O. was maybe off about that one.
14 catches, 194, and a touchdown in the postseason. I'd have to look up his Super Bowl. But, yeah, I think T.O.'s a little off on that one.
I guess so.
Scal, I think we can all agree on. But
was
think...
in street clothes. Hurry up and went changed into your jersey. So once we start taking pictures, you can know that you was part of the team.
Make sure you don't miss Scal today on WEEI Afternoons, 4 o'clock right here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Jason Tatum tonight, what do you expect out of him? What do you expect the message will be to Steve Kerr? You can weigh in on Perk v. Scal as well. Plus, it's a Wednesday, which means it's not just a Celtics Wednesday. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday athletic gifts like bikes, tents, and outdoor gear. You'll have money left over for a premium yoga mat so you can try to touch your toes by New Year's.
Ugh, almost there.
Or snowshoes so you can hike to your super secret spot to find the perfect tree.
Aha!
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.